Melvin Tolson was born in Moberly, Missouri in 1898 to parents Reverend Alonzo Tolson and Lyra Tolson. Lyra Tolson was a seamstress, and Reverend Tolson served at several churches in the Missouri, Iowa, and Kansas City areas. Tolson's parents stressed the importance of education with their four children. In 1912, he published his first poem, The Wreck of the Titanic, in the Oskaloosa, Iowa newspaper. He also became the senior class poet at Lincoln High School. In 1918, Tolson graduated from Lincoln High School in Kansas City, Missouri, and then attended Fisk University before transferring to Lincoln University in Pennsylvania as a freshman. Tolson received his Bachelor's of Arts with honors from Lincoln University in 1923. During his time at Lincoln University, he met Ruth Southall. They married in 1924 and had four children. In 1924, after graduating from Lincoln University, Tolson became an instructor of English and speech at Wiley College in Marshall, Texas. He not only taught at Wiley College, he coached the junior varsity football team, directed the theater club, co-founded the Black Intercollegiate Southern Association of Dramatic Speech and Arts, and organized the Wiley Forensic Society, which was the Wiley College Debating Club. The Debating Club earned national acclaim by winning and breaking the color barrier very successfully. They maintained a 10-year winning streak from 1929 to 1939. Tolson wrote all of the speeches, and the team memorized them and used them. Tolson became such a master debater that he would write the rebuttals for his opponent's opposing arguments before the debate. In 1931, he began pursuing his master's degree in English and comparative literature at Columbia University. There he became acquainted with artists from the Harlem Renaissance and was inspired to make his place within the history of Black American art. Using that inspiration, Tolson named his master's thesis, The Harlem Writers. Tolson also began working on another collection of poetry, which was later published in 1979 as a Gallery of Harlem Portraits. That same year, he began working with V.F. Calverton, the editor of Modern Quarterly. Tolson began writing Cabbages and Caviar, a column for the Washington Tribune, which ran from 1937 to 1944. Tolson also taught English and drama at Langston University in Langston, Oklahoma, as well as organized the sharecroppers when he lived in South Texas. In 1935, Tolson led his Wiley College debating team to a national championship over the University of Southern California. Tolson was working to support his family, but he always found time for his art. In 1939, he published his first significant poem, Dark Symphony. The poem won a national poetry contest sponsored by the American Negro Exposition. The next poem was later published in Atlantic Monthly. The poem also got the attention of an editor who published his first collection of verse, Rendezvous with America, in 1944. Tolson died in 1966. Before his death, he completed the book Harlem Gallery, Book 1, The Curator, which was published in 1965. Before Tolson died, he was named to the Avalon Chair in Humanities at Tuskegee Institute. He also received grants from the National Institute and American Academy of Arts and Letters and the Rockefeller Foundation. In 1954, he was appointed Permanent Fellow in Poetry and Drama at the Bread Loaves Writers Conference at Middlebury College in Middlebury, Vermont. In 1964, he was elected to the New York Herald Tribune Book Review Board, and the District of Columbia presented him with a citation and award for cultural achievement in the fine arts. In 1966, he received the annual Poetry Award of the American Academy of Arts and Letters. In 1970, Langston University founded the Melvin B. Tolson Black Heritage Center in its arts to collect materials of the African diaspora. In 2004, Tolson was inducted posthumously in the Oklahoma Higher Education Hall of Fame. Melvin Tolson was a literary genius and a dedicated man to his heritage, his family, and his community. Langston Hughes wrote, "Melvin Tolson is the most famous Negro professor in the Southwest. Students all over that part of the world speak of him, revere him, remember him, and love him." This was after a visit to Wiley College. Tolson left a legacy that persons of African descent can be proud of. He proved that one can become successful and not turn their back on their heritage. As the grandson of a slave, he was taught to become great by his family. Mr. Melvin B. Tolson, we stand on your shoulders.